It's Monday, June 19th, 2023. Thanks for tuning in to this special Music from Things I've Watched Recently episode of The Sounds in My Head.
I heard it on TV, and I think they said something about waffles, too.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
I've been doing this for a long time, 20 years.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Asteroid City is one of the most beautiful-looking movies Wes Anderson has ever made, and that's certainly saying something. Here's where I should mention the extremely intricate framing device that Anderson has devised. We're informed at the outset that Asteroid City is actually a 1950s play that's being produced for television, and that production is basically the movie we're watching. But periodically, we'll see, in black-and-white footage, what's going on behind the scenes. Edward Norton turns up as the playwright, clearly modeled on Tennessee Williams. Adrian Brody plays an Elia Kazan-style director. And all the characters we've met in the fictional Asteroid City turn out just to be actors, trying to figure out how to play their parts at a moment when old Hollywood theatricality is giving way to the more psychologically grounded method style. The first time I saw Asteroid City, its play within a TV show within a movie conceit felt too tortured by half. But I warmed to it more on second viewing.
Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone? What he's done against the law. Got no future, got no hope. Just nothing but the rope. Ooh. what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone? He lost his reason, lost his life. He killed his friend in mortal strife. He must keep moving like the rolling skies, just a waiting till he dies. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone? When he dies, just bury him, please. Way down the end of Old Chestnut Street. Poplars at his head and feet, and tell them he's gone to sleep. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where?
Oh man, what a great way to open up this year's special Music from Things I've Watched Recently episode of The Sounds of My Head. Those are two songs in a row from the movie Asteroid City. That's right, the new Wes Anderson film, Asteroid City. Such a charmer. I mean, this thing is just a great looking film if I've ever seen one. I highly recommend it. It's got some lulls, you know, it's so dry and whatever, but I laugh very hard a lot of the time. And man, visually, it is just a sight to behold. So yeah, 5 stars, go see Asteroid City. But those first couple songs right at the very top of the film, and they're so good, and saw the movie and immediately wanted to put them on my show. So I'm very happy to do that. That's what inspired this whole episode, actually. Was just, I was thinking, you know, I've watched so many things recently that have had great music in them. I should just do a show that's really all about the things I've been watching. So it's, you know, there's music and it's like things I watched that had music in them that I thought was good. But mostly this episode is to promote things to see, not actually to listen to. So up next, if you haven't seen it yet, I would recommend Poker Face. It is a new series from Peacock, and I strongly encourage you to watch it. It's so good. It stars Natasha Leone as basically Columbo, but if Columbo was like contemporary and then like a cocktail waitress from Las Vegas instead of a police detective in LA. So she travels the country solving crimes, and the catch is with her, she has this like perfect lie detecting ability. It's just like never really explained. She just has it. It's just a thing. She can just tell when someone's lying. And it turns out that if you can tell when someone's lying, you're constantly exposed to people who've murdered other people. That's the moral of the show. But every episode is like a little self-contained story with its own separate cast. And it's really great. It's such a great show. Highly recommend Poker Face. We're going to hear 3 songs that are featured in the show right now. First, the Charlie's theme. This just is played whenever she eventually makes her appearance, because like Columbo, they show you what happens first and then she appears and, you know, solves the mystery kind of a thing. And Charlie's theme appears whenever she appears, and it's so good. It's just a fun banjo theme. I couldn't find a recording of it except this guy named Pelia covers it. So it's very authentic. It sounds exactly like it does in the show. So it's really good. And then Gene Ski from Green Bay, Wisconsin did 6 Foot Down. And then Jackson C. Frank from Buffalo, New York did Blues Run the Game. I think I've actually played this on the show before, Jackson C. Frank, back when this was sort of re-released. But anyway, it was on the soundtrack and made me happy when I heard it. So whole show, great soundtrack, great music throughout. But I just want to play these 3 because it was kind of fun. So without further ado, Poker Face is the show to watch. And Charlie's theme, 6 Foot Down and Blues Run the Game, right now on this special Music from Soundtracks episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, babe. Me and room service, well, we're living a life of sin. I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey, when I ain't sleeping, mama, when I'm not sleeping, you know you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following down. Living is a gamble, baby, loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, whenever I throw them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. I'll wake up older, and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain, wherever I have gone. Wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
It was co-written by two of John's friends from the folk scene, Bill Danoff and Taffy Niver.
We were working at the Cellar Door as John's opening act the week between Christmas and New Year's, 1970 going into 71. John liked our music. He was going to come over one night. He wanted to know what else we had. I said, let's show him Country Roads. Bill says, it's not finished. I says, well, I know, but, you know, let's just show him what we got. And he absolutely loved it. And in the singing of it, John took the lead. Bill and I fell in with a harmony, and it just sounded so good like that that we just decided to perform it like that the next night at the club. When we recorded Country Roads, we needed a little noise at one point. And the only thing that made any sense in the studio was John had some change in his pocket. And instead of a tambourine or something that was loud, it was just a ch 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 ch. Money made music.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West country roads. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, country roads.
We can go away for summer. We can drive around with the top down, stereo turned up loud with the fat sound. 'Cause I'm yours to keep if you want to. 'Cause I'm yours to keep if you want to. Well, I hear that you wanna ditch me, but you know I'm not such a bad seed. We can drive around with the top down, stereo turned up loud with the fat sound. 'Cause I'm yours to keep if you want to. 'Cause I'm yours to keep if you want to. Won't you come on down to the freak show? We can stick and watch as my hair grows. We can drive around with the top down, stereo turned up loud with the fat sound. 'Cause I'm yours to keep if you want to. 'Cause I'm yours to keep if you want to.
Let's get caught up. After the music from Poker Face back there, we heard music from a documentary about John Denver. That's right, John Denver, Country Boy, is a documentary I watched not that long ago. I think it's actually produced by the BBC, but aired by PBS. And it's a really great look at his career and life and interviews with lots of people that knew him and things. And I always grew up listening to his music, mostly, to be honest, John Denver, The Muppets Christmas. So that's what I mostly associate John Denver with. But, you know, I heard other stuff by him as well when I was a kid, but I never really paid that much attention to him. I never knew anything about him. Didn't know he had this TV career. Whatever. So the documentary is really quite good, and it made me really appreciate a lot of his music that much more than I already did. Take Me Home Country Road was the song I just randomly chose from his repertoire, which was featured in the film. Then we heard music from the movie The Worst Person in the World. Now this is real good. This is a real great movie. I don't know if people saw this. It's kind of like a woman, and she makes poor life decisions and good life decisions and middle life decisions, and it's just, you see how it kind of affects her life, and it's really great, I think. Really interesting film. It's got a beautiful sequence where
time freezes and she can move through time, but everyone else is static, and it's just lovely and well done. And the music throughout is kind of pitch perfect. I think it's a great film. Highly recommend The Worst Person in the World. And we heard Art Garfunkel's version of Waters of March. Then, just before I started talking, we heard a song from a crappy movie from right here in Sweden. It's called One More Time. It's like a Netflix movie. It's really like not well produced. I would say it's pretty lame. It's like a Groundhog Day remix with like coming of age. I don't know. Not a really very good movie, but I did like this cover of the Teddy Bears, Yours to Keep. It was performed by, I guess, the actress in the film, who's also a real-life singer. She's from Uppsala, right outside of Stockholm. Her name's Mia, and she did the cover of Yours to Keep, the acoustic version, which is what we heard there. It's featured in the crappy movie, too. Don't watch the movie. But I did like the song. So it was one where I was like, wait, this is a cool cover of this Teddy Bear song. So I thought I'd put that on this show, which is usually mostly about recommending movies today, not so much songs. But that one was the inverse. I like that song, so not recommending the movie. But okay, up next, a couple songs by Hannah Peel from London. First, from the movie Rogue Agent. This is an interesting film about a fake spy. That's pretty cool. Anyway, she did a cover of The Cure's Just Like Heaven for this movie, and when I was watching, I was like, oh, that's a cool cover. Yeah, that's like a neat version of that song. But then when I was like going to look up the song, I realized she did another cover of Just Like Honey. So she did a cover of Just Like Heaven by The Cure, and then a cover of Just Like Honey by Jesus and Mary Chain. This she did for some British TV series called Cold Feet, which has been on for a long time. I've never heard of it though, or seen it. Didn't look it up. Don't know what it is. Must be good. It's had a lot of seasons, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, she did a cover of the Jesus and Mary Chain for that. So we're going to hear that too, because it's also quite good in her same sort of style. And just one more thing about Rogue Agent. One of the stars of it is James Norton, and he also starred in this other movie called Mr. Jones, which is this amazing 2019 film about Stalin's forced famine in Ukraine. And I'd never seen it or heard of it, but I watched it recently, and it's so good. It's like really well made and interesting, and a subject like everyone knows everything about World War II and the Holocaust, but no one knows anything, or at least outside of Ukraine, about the forced famine there. And this movie, the Mr. Jones, highly recommend it. It's really good. It's like, it's affecting, you know. It's like a cool spy thriller kind of movie, but about a subject that's historically important and no one knows anything about it in the West, or at least that's my experience. So yeah, there was no real music used in Mr. Jones, and so I couldn't really put that on the show, but I wanted to talk about it anyway. So yeah, go watch Mr. Jones. It's really good. But without further ado, here's from Rogue Agent and Cold Feet, Hannah Peel doing covers of Just Like Heaven and Just Like Honey. Where else but right here on this special Music from Soundtracks episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
It's not going to stop. bazani Basse South Africa Lolo babalo O fezeka Spokas Cindy soir Oh non si faux Nana Where is the Amanda Non si piwe
Let's get caught up one last time. After those Hannah Peel covers back there, we heard music from the recent FX series, Fleischman is in Trouble. The music throughout this was pretty good. It's just kind of typical period music for the most part. And then some scoring that it's not terribly remarkable. It's all very good, you know, but I wanted to play something from it because I wanted to talk about it. And there was plenty of great music throughout it, including the one we heard, Amy Mann doing Wise Up, originally from the Magnolia soundtrack a long time ago, but used very effectively here in Fleischman. Fleischman is in Trouble. And this show, Fleischman is in Trouble, you just got to watch it. It's very funny and it's got, but it's also touching and moving. And it's sort of about friendship and relationships and approaching middle age and marriage and divorce and New York City and the suburbs. I don't know. It touches on so many different things. Raising kids, it's got it all. And it's just really well made. So yeah, definitely highly, strongly mega endorse Fleischman is in Trouble. Hope you see it. And that's why we heard Amy Mann's Wise Up back there. I'm kind of like underselling the music here. I get that. But that's why, again, this show is really about the things to watch. So another thing I think you should watch is Little America. It is a series that is on Apple TV Plus. Each episode is standalone, like its own little 30-minute vignette about a story of like an immigrant to America. And they're really great little stories. Most of them, though, they begin to feel a little repetitive. Like it's kind of like, oh, okay, I get these familiar themes, you know, in every episode. And I think they take some sort of non-trivial liberties with the reality of the stories that they're telling sometimes, but nonetheless, it's still a very endearing show, and season one in particular I think was great, though there were some great episodes in season two as well. And we heard a song from my, I think it was in season one, about a Nigerian immigrant. And we heard a song from the Liadu sisters from Nigeria doing the song Come On Home, which was featured in one of the episodes. And it's just a great song by a great band. And that whole record of theirs that it came from, super good. So if you like that, you should check out the whole thing. And then just before I started talking, from Lord of War, that's the movie from, I don't know, the early 2000s sometime. I watched it again recently and it really holds up. It's such a fascinating movie. It's like one of the darkest movies, but it's played for laughs sometimes to kind of cut the tragedy with humor, but never like taking away from the message, I don't think. It's about the global arms trade and it's just so interesting. And it was like a very ambitious film. I mean, like you watch it and it's like, no, they really did film this thing in like, you know, a dozen countries and go on location, all these different places and get, and it was sort of like before CGI made everything, you know, they had to like really do a lot of stuff that, and movies today would just be like watching someone else play a video game. But really great film. I think it holds up super well. So Lord of War. Anyway, I want to talk about it. So I just was like, what can I play? Because it had a good soundtrack as well. But I went with the song Mama Africa by the Young Bakuba Band from Cape Town, South Africa. And but it's a great movie. Really recommend it. And that song's good. So I hope you liked it too. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, we turn now to Masters of Sex, the Showtime original series about Masters and Johnson. Sometime like Masters and Johnson came up and my girlfriend had never seen the show, obviously. And I was like, yeah, there's this, they made a show about Masters and Johnson. We should watch that. So so we rewatched that whole series and it's very good as well. It holds up. And there was a great scene in it that I had forgotten entirely from the first time I watched it, where Lizzie Kaplan, who plays Virginia Johnson in the show, she goes into a recording studio and does a cover of Ray Charles' You Don't Know Me. And it is so, so good. It's like super good. So I was like, I gotta end the show with that one. So we're gonna end the show right now. Masters of Sex, Lizzie Kaplan doing a cover of Ray Charles' You Don't Know Me. Where else but right here on this special Music from Soundtracks episode of The Sounds in My Head.
You give your hand to me and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well. You don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. You give your hand to me and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy, to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was HBO feature presentation from the 1980s, back when HBO was HBO. Soundtrack for Your Life, a Wes Anderson-inspired song by Bradley Thomas Turner, then Tales from the Loop by Philip Glass and Paul Leonard Morgan, and then Nothing is Good Enough by Amy Mann. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also find links to where you can follow me on social media or a playlist in Spotify, where all the songs that I play on the show are dropped into a playlist for season 20. That's this season of The Sounds in My Head. You can just listen to that playlist periodically and not have to listen to me talk, but get a lot of the same music. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Always love to hear from you. We will see you again in a couple weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.